Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
TNT, District 12, get ready. District 11, get ready. Get ready, District 10. District 9, get ready. Get ready, District 8. Get ready, District 7. District 6, get ready. Get ready, District 4, District 3, get ready, District 2, get ready. cash nip, water, water, drip, drip, drip. Area code 281, pump up the tires. Don't be late, get ready, bus lady. Area code 754, Miss On lady, get ready. Get ready, here we go, 360, walk, the brother from another mother, get ready, hit me, TNT.
Oh, sucky, sucky now, hey, TNT. Are you ready? So you're ready. Cause Oki got you ready. Then Tony got you ready. Ray got you ready. Then Pam got you ready. DC got you ready. G-Man got you ready. The Mod got you ready. And Dad got you ready. Tish got you ready. 865-281. Some of the callers, just for fun, got you ready. Congratulations to Iraq, the Coalition of Nations, Dinar Land, and the TNT family. Now, the RV is ready. It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation. TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Fantastic family. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Ray Van 98 here, along with.
Good morning, TNT. We are back. And we're not supposed to be. I'm
right.
Pretty sure I heard Ray. What?
I said right.
Oh. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I heard Ray tell y'all bye on Friday. So I don't know why they not listening. But
some certain people don't act right.
Yeah. Oh, no. Man, it was an interesting weekend, though, wasn't it? It was interesting. Everything that happened with Sadani, everything that happened with Washington, the announcements that they went back and made, the hype that was all over the entire country, everybody seeing how great Sadani was in Washington and representing Iraq, all the memorandums of understanding that got signed here in the U.S., all the companies jockeying for positions to do business in Iraq, how Iraq is now the central focal point of the Middle East, how great they are, everything to make their citizens believe in them, which is a good thing. They even are praising Sadani about how he controlled events while in Washington and made Washington take a step back. I mean, because there's two sides to every coin and everybody's going to have their version of what happened. But it sounds good and it looked good. Made people feel good, of course, except for the framework and Hezbollah and some of the groups and talking about they're going to resume attacks because he didn't get done what they wanted done. Which is U.S. out which anybody living in the real world knew that wasn't going to happen anyway. But it just wasn't going to happen like that. But everything else is good. It's great. They're talking to them today about how to stop not internal, but even external abuse of the dollar by the travelers in Iraq, how there's an ongoing operation. It's still $600 million through the smuggling of the dollars just using the travelers. So they're exposing that to everybody and saying, this part you guys are like, the only way we could really stop this is to float the dinar.
Float the dinar is the only way we can really stop this.
And we got to get it stopped in order for the economy to grow. So we wait. President of Turkey is over there today. He's supposed to sign 25 memorandums of understanding, MOUs. They already know what they are. He's supposed to come over, sign them, and it's supposed to change everything. Oil's back to flowing, water's back to flowing, electricity. We now all understand what our roles are, what we're going to do, and the future of Iraq. Of course, the only one upset right now about it all is the militia, is Iran, because, hey, wait, now all you guys are coming together. Because it's about the future of Iraq and how everybody's going to work together. Now that the U.S. is partners with Iraq, not just military advisors, not just protectors of Iraq, but partners of Iraq and people going over. All that sounds good. The country's good. And I can go in great detail if you guys want to as we ask questions. What does it mean to us? Nothing. Does it mean to Iraq? The whole world's looking at them as stable, secure country that's able to move forward. And here's a big part to kind of give everybody that security blanket that they're looking for. Their banking system is going to be audited by international companies, but it's also going to be directed by an international company that they didn't name, that we all know is JP Morgan. So that's going to make everybody feel better about where it's going, where the money's going, training them on what to do, creating their new system. And that's what it's all about. It's all about the money. So where are we at? There was no rate announced, no new rate. Well, that we know of. They did do speeches. OAC did do something. Part of it we have, telling about the banking system, the banks, explaining what happened over here in the U.S. with the banking system, explaining how there are no sanctions on those banks. The U.S. didn't put sanctions on them. They just told them they just can't deal with the dollar. So they didn't sanction them. Trying to do everything they can to make people feel better about the banking system. They realize there's changes that have to be made. They came over and showed the U.S. where they're making those, where they've made some changes, where they're willing to follow direction and saying we need help in order to do it, show us what to do. That's good. They also did something in Arabic, but they did not translate to English, so we don't know what he told. But everybody's happy. I don't have a speech by Sadani yet. He was supposed to make it Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Hasn't been made. We all know what we're waiting for. Everybody thought this was happening on Saturday, Sunday, waiting for that speech. We got word it was supposed to happen last night. There are people right now, right this moment. Everybody take a deep breath and see how long you can hold it. Right now, take a deep breath, see how long you can hold it. They're all sitting there waiting for this to happen. As we speak, they're saying it could be any second, or it could be another couple hours or a day, but everybody is sitting around, everybody's in place, waiting for this thing to go off. So what does that always tell you guys? Because I'm not holding my breath. I hope you guys not still hold yours. But I'm not looking for it because it didn't happen yesterday at 2 o'clock. It was middle. I'm not looking for it until after 5. And 5 minutes after 5, I'm praying for it. So please let this thing happen. But just because now we're this close to the end of the banking weekend, they'll let them finish their day because they don't start this week until after 5 o'clock, after the bank closed. Everything else is still processing weekend stuff. So that's when I'm looking for it, even though I'm getting in a bad habit of doing this, but I'm going to do it. So it says we're pushing hard to finish it today. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. So I'll tell you, yesterday it was supposed to be at midnight. They were waiting for it. I'll tell you, they're right now expecting an announcement. I'll tell you right now, they are monitoring the system. Should be finished today. I'm trying to paraphrase here if you guys haven't figured it out without seeing word for word. But again, that tells me after 5 o'clock. So we're good. We're going to wait and see what happens. After 5 o'clock. But everybody's ready. Iraq is now saying they need to float the dinar in order to stop the smuggling, something we knew 10 years ago and talked about. Just change the rate of dinar. They had to cut all that off. So everybody's excited. Bank people are sitting at the bank. They are waiting. It's still there. They still have screen rates. They have no authorization. Rates haven't changed. But they have no authorization to go. But they are ready to go. So it's not a whole lot for us to talk about, except for, let me get this up to it. Canada. There are two banks that are involved in Canada. The Royal Bank of Canada and Toronto Dominion, TD Bank. They're both involved in this that we know of. There are how many zones are there, right? Three zones in Canada? Three zones in Canada. We don't know what the exchange rates are going to be until it actually comes out. What?
I think they're called regions over there.
Oh, three regions.
Three regions.
Okay, in Canada. And yes, they're going to have 800 numbers. All right. I do not know when I'm going to get the 800 number, who's going to give it to me. I just know that I'm still getting it because they're still telling the bank that I'm still getting it. We'll see. And again, my contacts were coming from Wells Fargo in San Francisco. That's who my contact was. I don't know how it's going to work with Chase or who's going to do it. But there's still 800 numbers. Okay. Did I get everything out? Is somebody trying to tell me something else? Did I miss something, right? They got exchange rates are set up in malls, kiosks. They do have the V&D on them. What's it, 975? It's saying that the what? Rate has changed a bit. 975 is the rate for the dinar. Somebody's just trying to send me something. Yeah. So it's below 1100. And going, this is at the kiosk in the mall, right? Okay. So we'll work with it. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. Sunstar says, are they talking about the release of the new fields and coins on Iraqi TV or in the mosque?
I got none of that information. They already talked about it. I think they're just like us, just waiting for it to happen. People know what's going to happen already because they told them. They know how it's going to happen. They're just waiting for it to happen. But I got nothing about them talking about it in the mosque or on the big screens. They're still waiting for Sudani's speech. And I don't know if he's going to do it, well, which makes sense, though. After he signs his memorandum of understanding with Turkey, because that's the final piece, which they're all doing today. That's why the president's there. He can go make the big, grandiose speech about how the whole country's back and here's the currency, but we wait. And I don't think we see it till after 5 today. All right, go ahead.
Any timeline you can share on Iraq joining the WTO?
Yeah. Google, when is the next time they're meeting about a session to the WTO? And I told you guys last week or week before last, I think either it's May the 5th or May the 9th. That's the next time they're going to discuss somebody joining the WTO. They put it on the schedule already. But somebody can Google it because it was one of those 2 days. So I don't see it happening before then. Why not? They ought to have the meeting and they have to take the vote and it has to be on that time. You don't just wake up in the morning and say, oh, they're in. There still has to be a vote taken just like it was for the last two. All right.
Is the CBI of Iraq in full compliance to perform and move forward with international banking business?
Is the CBI in full compliance? The CBI may be in compliance, but their banking, the way they do their banking is what needs to be changed. But yes, they can operate with international countries right now. Right now. That's why we're waiting for the rate to go. They still have things that need to be fixed, need to be monitored as far as the smuggling and everything else. That's what this whole thing has been about. But the banking system, they're part of SWIFT. JP Morgan is their sponsor bank that they can do international transfers through, and they are eligible to be internationally traded. So it's just coming with a new rate. Okay.
All right. We have two members celebrating birthdays on today. DD's Biz and Alonzo DB. Happy birthday to the both of them. DD's Biz and Alonzo DB.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna have
jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Okay, hold on before we start, right? Hold on.
Right.
Okay, let me clear up for everybody. Okay, so the session to WTO, the actual date is May the 9th. I said the 5th or the 10th, but I guess somebody looked it up. So the day is May the 9th. That's the day Iraq should formally join the WTO. They'll have a new rate by then. They'll be fully qualified with everything else. Everybody already told them welcome. They're just waiting for this last thing. But the vote should take place on that day, and they should be part of the WTO. The other thing was, only thing that happened yesterday, we were looking at, supposedly one of the, one of the militia was bombed, but they said it was the, well, first, nobody know who did. They kept saying it was the U.S. The U.S. denied doing it, even though they shot bombs at a U.S. base in Syria yesterday. But the U.S. said they did not bomb them. So today, they found a missile out in the ocean, which I've never seen a U.S. missile just be floating in the ocean, but supposedly that's the thing that's on their news right now at the moment. And it's just the framework in them either trying to start something to stop this or them causing a diversion so everybody thinks it's not about to happen when it does happen. But that's their breaking news right now in Iraq is about this missile attack on the, what is it, PMF or PFM, whatever they're called, over at the base. All right, other than that, it's all peaches and cream. So, all right, I'm ready.
Hello there, says, when the new system is in place after the RV, pay the $100, and we have our personal links sent out to us, will there be a recording that only we with the link can access later?
Okay. Do I want to answer that? PMF. Thank you. Thank you.
That was your answer? Did I lose Tony? Yep, sure did. Hold on.
Oh, I wasn't on. I did all that talking for nothing. You hung up on me?
That is correct. I didn't do it. But you went quiet. Wait a minute.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I was talking, doing a whole lot of talking. I didn't know I wasn't on there. Anyway, I was saying that I haven't started the new system yet, but I know what I want. And it's kind of a system like what Ray does usually sends out for his workshops. Everybody gets a personalized link because I want you to get that. And somebody's telling me that they can do that already. You get a personalized link. So once it's clicked on, it can't be forwarded anywhere, and only one person can use it. So you can send it to 100 people if you want. That just means you're not getting on the call, which is what I really like. And then I would know if a link's been shared so I can exclude that person from the program. Other than that, I have to figure out how to, if it's recorded. I really don't want to do a recording, to tell you the truth. But if I do, I got to copyright it and do all that. So when these guys put it on their other sites, or they take skippets from it or whatever they do, I can actually, which will all have millions and billions of dollars, have an attorney go after them and recollect all that money and everything else. So all that has to be done to try to prevent it, because it's supposed to be a closed system. It's supposed to be about this certain group. Now, when you pay the $100, because I don't want you guys to misunderstand this at all. If the RV happens tonight, and if you're not covered for the next 30 days, then you're going to fall off the system, period. That's just how it is, because for 30 days. Everybody that who is, because I'm going to give them 48 hours. That's it. I split the difference, 24.72, 48 hours. You're going to pay $100. That's just for the next 30 days. That's putting your name in the system. That's continuing you getting the emails that we're going to do discussing the exchange rates, what people are getting, what rates they're getting, what kind of contracts they're getting, what time frame, and any other information that the bank wants me to give you during those 10, 12 days. That's allowing you to stay in contact with everybody. We'll still do calls over that time. You guys talk back and forth with what you're doing, what the future brings as far as there. At the end of that 30 days, those people who are currently enrolled will get an invitation to the very new system that's going to be $1,000 a month, period. Well, that's what's going to be, $1,000 a month. And that's going to be for people who are serious about making serious money from that point on, because you'll obviously have money. So now we're going to talk about things that the wealth manager is telling us, private bankers are telling us, investment opportunities that are out there, different industries that are out there, and people are just going to be gaining financial knowledge from each other. Nobody's going to advise anybody. Nobody's going to recruit anybody. Nobody's going to say, invest in this, this, or this. We're just going to have discussions, and I'm not going to be responsible for your money. You're not going to be responsible for my money, and I'm not telling you to do anything. The only thing I will ever tell you to do is what I'm doing or what I would do in any given situation. That's it. I'm not advising you. I'm not being responsible for your money or anything else. It's a group of people with money getting together talking about making some money. Now, the one thing I will do is when I get the invitation to the IMF, when he tells me how many people I can bring, those people will definitely come from within that group. Okay? That's how that's going to work. All right. I guess I answered that question. So what's next?
Rich Man 7. With the increase of sanctions on Venezuela, will the Bolivar still be in the first basket? Yes, as far as we know. Nightmare B says.
What? Wait, you broke up. Wait, you're breaking
Midnight
up.
Man. Okay, I'm just saying his name, Midnight Man JB. Did you get that?
Yeah, I heard you. Yep.
Okay. It's always been a plan, A, plan B, and plan C. So if B is plan A for the whole world economy, and if they don't come to an agreement, is there a plan B or even a plan C? Or is the whole world economy just done?
Yeah.
Man, I hate to tell you this. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's something to do with playing ABCD is all I know you said.
Okay. And if
wait, plan A is what? Wait, we're not hearing it. Plan A is what? The dinar, okay.
And do we have a plan B or plan C? If not, will the whole world just collapse if no RV?
Okay. So, everybody understand this. For the last 15 years, this has always been about the currency. The dinar is the foundation. The rest are the walls and ceiling, and it's growing together. Okay? That's what TNT has been about. That's what this whole thing has been about. It's not about me getting you involved in MLMs. It's not about me selling you security systems. It's not about me making you garage qualified and whatever other stuff they're out there selling you or anything else. It's not why I did this. Now, are there other opportunities out there? Absolutely. It's just not one that I've had plenty of times. I want you guys to understand this. Plenty of people have contacted me about plenty of business. Just bring your group. Just get them in this. Just, you know, you'll make a whole lot of money if you sell them this or let them do that. And I've said no for the last 15 years. Not doing it. Not doing it. You guys know back in PTR when he gets you guys involved in all that BS he kept trying to sell you and sign you up for. And I said, I'm not doing it because I wasn't doing it. So I'm still not doing it. And I know this is real. So I have 100% confidence in it. This is going to happen. It's the only way everything else happens that they are planning in the background along with the other currencies. And I know what industries to go to and make some other money. I'm willing to share that with you. I'm not willing to be responsible for you. I know that might sound bad, but this is what you guys don't understand. Because I've been there, done that. I tell you, I've had huge organizations, 13,000, 15,000, in network marketing, in MLM, on internet. But those are people I had to be responsible for. And I mean, as the head of organization or group, and I had to do what Ray is doing. Travel around the country doing training classes, doing motivation, doing, you know, a world of other things. People calling me and my husband's mad at me. My wife is mad at me when you talk to him. Hey, Johnny won't do his homework. Can you say something to him? And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm telling you, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be responsible for nobody but me. I'm tired. I'll just tell you, I'm tired. I want to share knowledge with you. I want to tell you what I'm doing. And I want you to go make your own decisions and go and get educated by what I tell you and make your own decisions and build. And again, I don't ever mind sharing it to you. If I get you involved in something, then I got to make sure you're successful. Then I got to motivate. And I got to train. Then I got to say, well, you're saying this wrong. You're doing this wrong. And this isn't. And it's great. Let me tell you. I did network marketing. And this is a long answer, but I want you guys to understand what's happening. I loved it. I loved it when I was in it. It made more sense to me because it's the only thing I know where you do once and you get paid again and again and again and again off the residual income. So there's nothing wrong with it. Now I would tell everybody, man, if you got the time and everything else, that is where it's at. Because that's, then you got, every time 10,000 people go out and do something, you get paid a dollar, a dime, a nickel, but you continuously getting paid every time. So I love network marketing if the service is right. And I only do services because I don't believe in products, and every week they got to buy a new product and buy it again, buy and get garage qualified and all that. But a service, like legal service, like long distance service, like television service, a service that people are just going to do naturally, I believe in. Other opportunities, no. I'm not a real estate instructor. I believe in real estate, made a whole lot of money in real estate. Made a whole lot of money in IPOs. But they got Forex made easy out there for you to go get and make some money on Forex. You can make anybody, and I swear, anybody can make $100 a day day trading. You're just not going to be satisfied with it once you know how to make it. But you can get it. You can make $100 a day. That's $3,000 a month. You can make day trading, and you don't have to work for 2 hours. Now, and I can tell you exactly the 2 hours where you can make $100 every day, because I did it. You can make $1,000 a day if you don't get greedy, but you will, because it starts to getting too easy. Oh, I need more than that. I need more than that. So there's a lot of different things that you can go out and do. I don't want to do it with 125,000 people because it becomes difficult. Then you're trying to educate too many people about any one thing. And unfortunately, what you guys will learn, I can tell you when to put your money in. But if one greedy a-hole or one ignorant a-hole goes up and does something stupid, which has happened, it can crash the whole party. So you got to know that. You're taking a chance like that every time. I don't want to be responsible for it. I want to be responsible for me, which I'm going to be. But again, I want to share it with you. And it's too much. I mean, everybody's, oh, don't worry about it, Tony. You know, I'm responsible. I'm going to take care of myself. You know, I'm going to do this and that until something happens. And then they say, well, you said do it. Because I'm going to say, no, I didn't. I ain't say do nothing. Because I'm not. You guys understand what I'm trying to say? This is the plan because it is the plan. It's what's going to work for you to prepare your legacy if you are doing that, which I hope and pray that you are. But if not, just to change the rest of your life, this is going to happen. Just have confidence. You should be thinking about, yeah, you're right, what's next after it happens, not if it doesn't happen. Because it's absolutely going to happen. We just don't know when. I know that was a long-winded answer, but I didn't want to just say no. There is no plan B, C, or D because we don't need it. But there is B, C, and D, but it's after plan A, not instead of plan A. All right, Ray. That was a long one.
Okay. We'll go to live callers. 731 area code. You're on.
Hey, good day. I hate to sound negative, but I'm just going to have to ask you.
Why are you negative then? If you hate to say it, then why are you doing it?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
I'm just going to ask a question. In the past, there's been delegations come to Washington, and we've been told that when they go back, they're going to announce the new rate. What makes this trip any different?
Well, that's not negative, man. That's 99%. No, I tell you, 99.9% of the people just said thank you because they all want to know the same thing. So, yeah, wasn't nothing negative about that. Anyway,
okay.
Listen, What makes this one different is it's been talked about so much by so many, by Saddani himself. They've been telling the Iraqi people so very often and publicly that the dinar is worth more than the dollar. He's been telling them that it's imminent, it's going to happen. They've been putting it out. The bankers on the streets over there have been putting it out. Our bankers here definitely knew about it. Our three-letter agencies, more than any time in the last 15 years, have been telling us it's finalized, it's in the system, we're waiting for it to go, more than any time in the last 15 years. And even with the announcements they're making publicly over the weekend and today about all that was accomplished here while he was in Washington, what's being accomplished today in Baghdad with Turkey to complete all of Iraq's future, the movement of oil, the energy tax, and everything tells us that this time should be the time. I'm never going to know 100% until after it happens. But I can tell you the agencies that are directly involved have been in contact with every day this weekend or for the last 3-4 weeks, even this morning. I read what they sent us this morning and since we started the call, and until right now, everybody sitting around just waiting for the announcement. They're sitting around right now waiting for the announcement. So we've never been this close with this much information. So all I can do is say, let's hope it goes. I can never tell you 100%. All right?
So most everybody else needs to just go ahead and hang up.
Yeah, just go ahead and hang up. Wait, I tell you, I don't see it coming till after 5 o'clock. If it does, that's what I see. But they're saying they're waiting for it right now. But I don't think it happens till after 5 o'clock. If it happens, but everybody's anticipating it, so let's see.
Okay, thank you,
sir.
All right, thanks. Hey, wait, he had an idea. Everybody just go ahead and hang up. Just wait and see what happens. No, go ahead, man.
909, Erica, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Question for you. Do you think that once the new rate is out there, do you think that it will come from the CBI, from ALAC, or do you think it will be Donnie's speech? What's your opinion?
I think Saddani will make the announcement while we haven't seen it. I mean, he's worked hard for it, not really a lot, even though he says CBI is in charge of it. But I think he will make some sort of an announcement of Iraq being back. And then even if he doesn't say the rate will reflect in his speech.
Okay. That's all I had. Thank you very much. I'll step aside and let the next caller come in. You guys have a great day. Thanks.
Okay. Let me say this, too. I think if Alat was just going to do it, he would have done it in the last two speeches that he did. But since everybody's still waiting for Saddani's speech, I think that's where it's going to be at. So we'll see. All right.
All right. 619, Harrison. You're on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. Thanks for taking my call. Got a couple questions. The attack on the militia base that was shared by the Iraqi military on Friday night and the Hezbollah group and the other militia, I think it's PFM, I don't know the initials. Anyways, is that something to be concerned about holding this back? Again, it seems like every time something we get close, there's somebody dropping bombs or shooting missiles or rockets.
Well, because Hezbollah and PMF made the announcement before anything happened, I felt that was their, again, attempt at, you know, at the last minute, let's stop this or let's prolong this again. Then the fact that, and I don't know what happened first, chicken or the egg, because I saw where they shot the missiles in Syria, but they said they were doing it in response to the missiles that were shot at the PMF, even though the U.S. said we did not do it. We did not do it, and nobody else took credit for it. And now this morning they're saying they found a U.S. missile floating in the water. I think they're just trying to cause an issue, but I don't think it's going to be one because they said they're sitting there waiting for it right now. And anything, I think they will do what they decided to do between Iran and Israel. Let's just not react now until this happens. Then we'll see what goes on. Okay?
Oh, okay. Would you assess that we are in the stage where the banks are just dotting I's and crossing procedural T's? And if so, is this in Iraq's hands now, or is it still in the international community's hands to let this go?
The banks aren't dotting I's and crossing T's because the banks are done. They're sitting in their chairs on the edge of their seats looking at a computer screen saying, can we go? Can we go? Can we go? I mean, that's what the banks are doing. So the international community is waiting for something because they too are saying, we're looking. It was supposed to be at midnight and it didn't go. So we're waiting right now. And it didn't go at midnight. So I don't think it's going to after 5. And I don't know either. The Donnie's waiting for them, or they're waiting for him somewhere to wait for this speech, or Edgerton to sign these 25 memorandums of understanding. I don't see anything else in the way. They're not telling me anything else is in the way, except they're waiting for it to be announced. So I'll have to help you.
Okay. And one final thing, I'd love to make $100 a day on day trading until this thing happens. Is there any information you could share or a resource to direct me to be able to do that?
I can tell you guys the optimum trading time is from 9 to 11 and 1 to 3. Optimum trading time, if you learn how to trade and you skip everything else, don't skip those 4 hours. I can tell you that in a nutshell.
Okay. That sounds like a good place to start. Thank you for your answers and your time. I'll let the next caller come on board.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see here. For a number that got bumped off. I didn't do it. Would have been next in line. There it is. Down at the bottom. 334. Area code. You're on.
Where are you at?
334. Area code.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, yes sir.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing? I want to thank y'all guys for having me on the call today.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a question for you, Tony. I've heard a few times about having enough dinar to be able to get the 28.50 exchange rate for the higher level. What is the minimum that you can do to get that? Because I want to share with my family and let them go just cash the dinar in so they don't have to do the taxes instead of just giving them the money.
I don't know what the minimum is. I don't know if each bank can set their own. All I've been told is to ask for it. The maximum is the maximum, 20 million and 50 million. I don't know what the minimum is because it depends on which bank you go to. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was my question because, like I said, I want to share with my family And I'd rather not have them contend with the taxes. And I want to appreciate everything you guys do. You're right. Thank you for picking me back up when I got knocked on my call.
Yes, sir.
So, well, let me share this with you. Because, yes, you know, and do what you want to do with it. And that's everybody. So I have 50 million, which is, you know, I got a lot more than 50 million. But anyway, I got 50 million. So when I go and negotiate, I'm going to say, hey, my son has 500,000. My daughter has 900,000. Or my son has 2 million and my daughter has 3 million. So I want them to get 2852.
Okay.
That's just what I plan on doing. So.
Well, I didn't know how to do that stuff because of the NDAs and stuff like that we'd be signing individually.
Well, you do. You can't share them with them. That's why they're going with me. We scheduled 1, 2, 3 right behind each other.
That's what I want to do is have everyone in my family come down and go with me at the same time and make those appointments that way.
Just schedule your appointments just like that. I was leaning in no hurry because she next and then he next. So we're going to do this.
Okay. I appreciate the advice very much, Donnie. I really do, man.
All right.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. Y'all have a blessed day and God bless you.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. Yep.
All right. 918.
Gentlemen, I hope all's well with you.
It is. Good morning.
Being able to get on the call. I got the perfect idea. Let me start off by saying I'm in my 80s and I'm not looking to invest money to make more money. Basically, my job, I feel at this point in my life, is to basically help the homeless or help other people. And I hope a lot of other people that are listening to the call feel the same way. I've got a perfect plan for the homeless, I think. And if I can get other people like, you know, the bus lady, and which is one of my favorite, as you know, and other people to join me, I think we can do a really wonderful thing for the homeless in the United States. So. Anyway, saying that, Tony, I really appreciate the information. I hope at 5 o'clock we get the call. That's basically what we're going to get, the call numbers, right? At 5?
I don't know what we're going to get at 5. It might be 9 o'clock tonight or 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. I just said I don't think it's going to happen until after 5 o'clock. So.
Yeah, but basically we're saying, go ahead.
But I don't know what I don't think they're waiting for it right now. They're sitting there. They're thinking, well, we're sitting there waiting for it. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to be waiting all day. And they're going to have to ask the 5. They may shock me. Who knows if it does happen. But besides that, because it's going to take care of itself, you got a plan to help the homeless. And you don't want to tell it to nobody but the bus lady? Is that what you said?
No, I would like a Walt and everybody else that would get involved, including yourself, to help, because basically I need guidance. I'm at my age 80. I could die tomorrow. So I need someone that can pick up the gauntlet if this gets started to take on the project.
Okay. Those are the type of things that we're going to talk about in that 30-day period of time. Now, we did our exchange. We got our money. Everybody set it up. Now, what are you guys going to do now? What kind of projects, adventures, things are you going to get into from this point on in between there?
Well, I hope to do some good. Oh. I'm not trying to buy my way to heaven. I'm just trying to help my fellow man. You guys have done a wonderful job helping as well. So that's what we
need. Let me give you a little hint, though, for everybody. And I like that, and everybody should. But in your negotiation, when you're doing your 4 or 5 years, when you're doing your interest rate and whether it's paid out yearly, quarterly, or monthly, then in your plan, you should have how much of your money's money is going to go into this new project that you have of helping the homeless. What interest rate you're going to get into it. And that way it becomes a forever project, because it's not your money being burned away or being that, but it's your money's money, which is constantly being replaced at a higher interest rate. And now you can put that into foundation, charity, or whatever, which is directed toward those homeless people. And it will go on long after you're gone. And then you can get everybody to join you in that, duplicating that. Then look what you have created. But that's how I would look at it if I were you.
Yes, I agree with you. One of the things I definitely look at with this whole thing is that the smallest investor, I don't want to look at it as investment, but basically, I want to buy a bread factory that's here in Tulsa that's been bankrupt for about 3 or 4 years, and it could make bread for the homeless.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. And every little bit helps, and every big bit helps, yeah. Bread, they eat every day. I think that's great.
That's true, and bread is one of the mainstays, as we know.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Gentlemen.
All right. Okay, guys, we got some breaking news to get you here right now. So, breaking news.
Okay.
This is all right. So, they're saying right now it's not going to happen today. There you go. Everybody breathe. So, not before 5 o'clock, not after 5 o'clock. Not going to happen today, possibly tomorrow. They're pushing hard for this week. Everyone's tired. They're mad. They're angry because it was supposed to be today. So whatever's going on, they're mad about it, but possibly tomorrow. Okay, there we go. The latest and the greatest. All right, who's next?
972.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm pretty disappointed with that last little bit of news. But
I know you just had to come right after that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my. Well, you know where Walt is. He's over in Hawaii someplace. And it's, what would that be, maybe 10 in the morning or earlier. He's earlier than that. So he's laughing that I mentioned his name. But he specifically asked me to call him when this thing happens so he can at least be aware of it. But, Walt, it's not going to happen today. All right. Took care of that. Save me a phone call. Okay. That still means that we need to posture and be ready. I took some time this weekend to just kind of go over my future plan. And I've got a buddy riding with me that's heard me talk to you guys and about you guys for I don't know how long. I've worked here for a while, and he asked me some pretty simple questions, like, who are these guys? And I took up for you because he doesn't have any working knowledge of this, but this is going to happen. And I'm glad that he gets to hear this, because he's one of those that will come to the party once it happens. We'll have a good time. On the currencies themselves, I'm assuming a couple of things that we haven't had major changes on some of the simple things, the dinar, the dong, the Indonesian rupiah, still $1.35, probably. Ray, do you have a comment on that?
Okay. Yes.
The comment is okay.
Nope. Okay. So no super changes as far as we can tell.
All right.
I laid it. Go ahead.
No, I said we haven't had any rate changes.
Right. Okay. And our expectation once this does open, now with them saying it's not going to happen today, I assume they're not going to the office at 6 o'clock to open the doors at 8 anywhere in the nation. But that's kind of why you said it could happen today. So You suppose they're staying close to home or close to the office?
Well, let me see. It says they're tired. That's what it says. Everybody's just tired and mad. Possibly tomorrow, but push hard for this week. So I don't know what's going on. I'm just being honest with you guys. I don't.
Yeah.
It was ready to go. Supposed to go. Again, I don't know what Sadani's doing, and I don't think we're going to see it until that actual speech or right after it. I know it was all done. It's sitting there in the system. It could go. I knew it wasn't going to be before 5 o'clock. I knew that. Even they said this morning we're waiting just because the way the banking system works, that wasn't going to happen. And now it's in possibly tomorrow, so they could be working at 6 o'clock. Depends on what happens. I don't know.
Okay, and the ones that are giving you these signals, they're not in Iraq. So
they are not in Iraq. They are in New York.
Okay. It still kind of sounds like the other explanations that Iraq is going to be a central part of this. We know what's been communicating, but it almost sounds like they're on the second trigger or something like that.
Yeah, I personally thought, guys, and nobody told me this. I'm just putting it together. Thought they were waiting to finish the silence with Turkey today, so they can announce the whole country as a whole is back and everything's flowing and moving. Because they had to do this part with Turkey. You know, they can change the money, but there's still issues. But now with Turkey, they're going to make what Sadani said after this, two unbelievable announcements is what he's saying he's going to make. Whatever they are, I don't know, or highly unexpected, I think, is what he said, announcement after this is over with. So I expected it to wait till after then. Maybe somebody else wanted him to do it before then. I don't know what the issue is. I just know everybody's bouncing off the walls what he's saying, and they're all mad because they didn't already do it. So I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't need any more questions addressed. I'm just going to kind of slack back a little bit. For the next couple of days, and hope for better.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.
All right. And maybe they're just waiting to make sure nothing is going to go tit for tat with the militia, or they're not going to do anything stupid. I mean, I haven't gotten that exact answer as of this moment, just so you guys know. All right?
Okay. You're on.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing? It's JW.
Hey, sir.
All right, man. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there like a coat in the closet.
Okay.
You said you're getting 800 numbers. That 800 number you said was coming from Wells Fargo. Does that address the other banks like Chase and whoever else is involved in that, or just be from Wells Fargo people?
Okay. When Wells Fargo was a foundation bank, the contact who was supposed to give me all the information, who was going to give it to the other four gurus, was from Wells Fargo. They were going to send it out to us because they were the foundation bank. I don't know who the contact was going to be for those other gurus. I know my guy was in San Francisco. I said, now that Chase is the foundation bank, I don't know who the contact is, how you're going to do it. I'm just being told it's still going to be through 800 numbers. I'm being told by the other banks that the five gurus are still supposed to get the information. Okay?
Okay. So is that for banks or for banking alternative centers as well? Would there be a difference?
No, there's not going to be a difference. Banking alternative centers, legitimate ones, because you're saying there are going to be some fake ones out there, are the bank annex. That's all. It's a bank setting up somewhere else instead of having people lined up outside the bank. It is still the bank. It's just an alternative center instead of alternative location. It's still the bank.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. That's all I got, gentlemen. And
all right.
To us all.
All right. Thank you, sir. It's happening. Guys, don't get depressed. We're here. I mean, we are literally here. We're just waiting for them to announce it, and then let's go. I mean, we're literally here. There's nothing. Nowhere else anybody saying this needs to be done in order for them to exchange the rate. It's all done. It's all agreed upon. Said they just haven't done it yet. All right? Ray?
Sounds good. Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you now, 704? I didn't hear Ray. All right, go ahead.
So they're tired and mad, so they need a good night's rest and come back tomorrow with some good news.
Well, let's hope so, because they've been there since yesterday, guys. I mean, they were there. We were getting information last night. They were there. They were sitting there. They thought it was going to be at midnight. They're sitting there right now, still waiting for it. So I understand they're tired and they're mad because they're saying, let's go. Go ahead.
Well, all right. Is there any update on the auctions?
No update on any auctions. They said it'll be done by the end of the year, but it should be done as soon as this happens.
Okay. Does that governor of Iraq need to finish up here before something happens?
You mean the CBI governor?
I believe so.
I don't know. Somebody else just asked me that question. They said he's still here. I haven't seen him. I've been looking around for him, but I haven't seen him. So I don't know where he is.
Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty much all I have. I guess the other one might be for Ray. After his island seminar, is he going to be DJing in celebration for all the TNT members?
No.
A simple answer.
Yeah, no. Look at
Bishop Bullwinkle.
I'm just telling you guys, I'm going to have a challenge trying to get Ray to do the 10 calls after the RV now. Ray, he's going to be gone to the island. I'm going to try and figure this thing out. Look, Ray, go ahead.
Well, anyway, appreciate you guys and have a great one.
All right, sir.
All right, thanks.
626 area code, you are on.
Hi there, Dynamic Duo. Hey, listen. I'm going to try to ask you a couple of questions you haven't been asked before, but have either of you been to Iraq? Do you know if they're going to try to become a new Dubai of the Middle East?
Okay.
That's my first question.
I have not been to Iraq, but I do know 10 years ago the plan was for Iraq to become a larger Dubai. A more modern and newer Dubai. They will always had that plan, and that's why it's going to be the central focus of the ports and everything else. That is their goal in the long run, if they can keep Iran out of the country.
Okay. Hey, that sounds really good. So area code 909 took one of my questions away about where the announcement for the dinar was going to come from. But what about for the rupiah and the dong? Where will that announcement come from? Will it come from WTO, CBI, IMF? Where will that one come from?
It won't be an announcement. It'll be on 4X. You'll see the rate changes. You guys got to remember. No, this is about a reevaluation of all the currencies. All right, all 120 of them. I forgot, currency reset. So in business news and financial news, you'll see a couple of countries' currency reset, but it's not going to be on the 6 o'clock news. It's not going to be in the mainstream news. It's not going to be a broad announcement about each country. Just like we saw the article about Zimbabwe, you may see an article about each country to their members, but it's nothing going to be global.
Okay, last question. I've got two kids who are in school, and if I wanted to schedule their appointments, let's just say it happens tomorrow, and I wanted to schedule appointments 1, 2, 3, one for me and the other two kids. There'd be no harm in delaying that till the weekend when they are able to come in from out of town in order to schedule those appointments, right? As long as we're within that 10 days or whatever it is, I should, waiting a few days shouldn't make a difference, correct?
Listen, now you don't have to exchange within 10 days. You don't want to, all right? The banker always told me, as far as the Zim is concerned, I wanted to be in there within those 10 days. That's it. Because it's going to be for a short period of time. That's what they've always told me. The currency exchange itself, the dinar and all that, it'll go on for the next 2 years. I think before all the 3-0 notes will fall off internationally.
Right,
the other currency, that will be just their new rates, and you'll be able to go and exchange those because they don't have higher rates, lower rates. They're going to have a 4X rate, and you'll be able to exchange those. If you want to get everything, the higher rates for the dinar, for the VND, you want to be in that first group in those 10 days.
All right. That's what I was curious about. Okay. Thank you very much, to the dynamic duo. Appreciate it.
All right. So, guys, this might be messing things up, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because they may change the rules like they do when I tell you guys something. They often change the rules. But when I dial my 800 number, I'm doing it on a three-way, so I can have my kids on the phone with me so we can set all three appointments back to back to back. I'm not going to call, hang up, then let them get through and try and do the same thing. I'm doing it all together so we can get it together, our time, our location, everything, and then I can go and negotiate for my family like that. That's my plan. All right, who's next?
817, area code. You're on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. Hi. Yeah, this is Art in Southlake. It's great news, and like you said, Tony, there's no negatives other than we have to wait a little bit longer, kind of like Groundhog Day in a sense. But it's really good news, and we and me and my family are all excited about it. I had heard, Tony, or you, I think you posted that the higher rates could only be paid at the alternative banking centers. Is that correct?
Nope. And I never posted that.
Okay, well, then not.
And I never said that.
I believe
I
you.
Said, yeah, through the 800 number and the appointment is where you'll get the higher rates. You won't get it at the teller window because they're not authorized to give out those higher rates. Okay.
All right. I understand. I'm glad I cleared that up and asked the question. But thank you. Now, are there any of these alternative branches? Do you know of any of them in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Man, you know what? I almost said they look like barns in Dallas. You know what? Anyway, no. I'm just joking. No. I don't know. I don't have any locations. I don't have any locations at all. All right.
Okay. All right. And then the other question I was going to ask you is, do we expect the announcement around 5 p.m. And obviously that's all changed now. So is the window that we now have, is that Is that sometimes this week?
Okay, that's a good question. Because I will read it to you again. Because I'm not just telling you guys, I'm reading you exactly what they're saying. They're saying possibly tomorrow. And they're pushing hard for this week. Everyone's tired and everybody's mad. But probably tomorrow.
Okay. Well, my birthday is this Sunday, but I don't want to wait that long. I would love for us to have it much before, way before then. Okay, well,
me too.
I have again. Thanks so much for all you guys do for us, and we'll hopefully be talking again soon and celebrating.
All right, thank you, sir.
303 area code. You are on.
Hi Ray. Hi Tony. Listen, I am sorry, but my question also was answered. Just a moment
okay.
ago, so I will pass on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
678 area code. You are on. 678.
I guess that's
457. That's you.
Hey Ray. Hey Tony. Listen,
greetings.
I hear you about the 2850. Is that only for the IQD for the dinar? Can I do
yep.
that for the Zim and Dong?
2850 is the rate for the dinar, the highest rate for the dinar.
Okay. And my other question is, what is the three-letter agencies?
What are three-letter agencies? Let me see. The IMF is a three-letter agency. The U.S. Treasury is a three-letter agency. The Federal Reserve is a three-letter agency. The what else? What am I missing, Ray? There's a bunch of
Bank of International Settlements.
Is a yeah. BIS is a three-letter agency. So there's a bunch of them. But they're the highest agencies in the land. That's who's making the decisions. And, you know, they just got to all come together without somebody being scared of somebody doing something at the last minute. Oh, the CIA is a three-letter agency. The FBI is a three-letter agency. All of that. Okay. And actually,
okay,
at some point, they've all been involved. But go ahead.
Final question is, what's the most should I ask for the dong?
The most you should ask for, I don't know how much you have. And it's going to be based on how much total currency you have. I mean, how much you have of that, and then how much total. Because the more you have, the more you should ask for.
Okay. I was referring to about the rate amount or something like that.
I know, but if you have 20 million dong and 100 million IQD, then you're going to get a different rate from the guy who has 100 million IQD and 800 million VND. He's going to get a different rate than you do, and it's going to be higher than yours.
Okay. All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Y'all have a blessed one.
All right.
Sir.
Thank you, sir.
281 area code. You're on.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And thank you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I have a question about getting the contract rate on the dinar. You said that an NDA would have to be signed and the spouse would have to be there. If a person decides to go and try for the contract rate without their spouse and they sign and get it, are there ramifications?
No, you can sign and get it. I mean, you can sign for it without your spouse, but they're not going to give it to you until they sign the NDA.
What if they say they're not married?
Then you just lied on a federal form during a contract and agreement, and it is what it is.
Don't get caught.
I'm just saying. You know, it is what it is. That's all. That's up to you.
Okay.
If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Okay. And look, if it's that important to you, you need to hand them the divorce papers on the way to the bank. Okay?
I'm
just saying.
Okay, that might be the solution. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
337, Erico, you're on.
Good morning, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Morning.
I've got a question about the Forex, foreign exchange converters, converter. Do you have to have an account with them to actually see a updated exchange rate?
Oh,
I use it to check if the Iraqi dinar has gone live, and I just didn't know if you have to have an account, a live account, to actually see that rate or see the Iraqi dinar pop up on it.
Okay, there are a bunch of currency converters you can use. You don't just have to go to Forex. So just Google currency converters and go there, and they'll show you what the live rate is. But you don't have to have accounts with Forex, so you just have to go to the online Forex, not go to the site, but online Forex. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
610, area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It is another Dynamite Day here in the USA. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go over how to get on those lists that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, scroll down to where you will see the sentence that says, click here to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on those click here instructions. That will then take you to the payment support page, where at the top of the page it says subscribe to our paid members list. Under that it says this is to enable your name to be added after payment. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. This is to enable your name to be added after payment. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your email address. And when typing in your email address there, please double-check the spelling. Make sure everything in your email address is spelled correctly. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your first name, your last name, and then under your last name is a block to type in your SMS phone number. That is your cell phone number, ladies and gentlemen, where you can receive text messages. Please double check that cell phone number. Make sure all the digits are correctly typed in on your cell phone number there so you can get those text messages when Tony sends them out. Under that is the all-important subscribe button. After you've clicked on that subscribe button, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, thank you for subscribing. That is your confirmation that your email address and cell phone numbers are now subscribed to the lists that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. Your next step in order to activate both of those subscriptions is to then scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you have typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you've clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. That is your confirmation that your payment has gone through successfully. And now, your email address and cell phone numbers are active on those lists that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. Please keep in mind, it still takes 48 to 72 hours for those lists to update. So remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as a reminder to everyone, if you change your cell phone number or if you change your email address, you are responsible for going back into the system and making those changes. After you've made those changes, remember, you must first subscribe to the paid members list, and then remember, you must then send in a new payment in order to activate those new email addresses and those new cell phone numbers so you can get the emails and text messages when Tony sends them out. And as a tip to everyone, it's easier to make your payment on a desktop computer, laptop computer, or your tablet. They're bigger screens. You'll be able to see the entire payment support page much more easily. And as Tony has said on prior phone calls, if you are still making your payments on your cell phone, turn your cell phone sideways so you'll get a little bigger screen. You'll just have to scroll up and down on your cell phone a little more in order to see the entire payment support page. Again, Ray and Tony, thank you, gentlemen, for all you continue to do for us. Make it a dynamite rest of the day. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate
all right, thank you.
All the time.
You're very, very welcome, gentlemen.
All right.
Okay.
01 area code. You're on.
You didn't click it. Oh, yes, you did. There it is. 801. Oh.
All right, 760.
Hello, gentlemen, and how are you? I know you're doing good. I don't want to ask that again because I heard you. I have a couple of questions. You know, one of them been answered. That was the one about the auction. My second question is, what about the Iraqi citizens' cards? Have they received those, and are they spending them?
Have they received their debit cards, or is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Oh. As far as I know, they're using them.
Okay. Do we know the rate on
Do we know the rate? Well, I don't know their in-country rate. The rate hasn't changed on them.
Okay.
These are about the cars inside Iraq.
The ones inside Iraq, but they also send some to other to Iraqi citizens in other countries.
In other countries, yeah. So
right.
I don't know. They got those a while back. I can't. I remember them one time told me it was 2 something, and then they were notified it was going to be 351. But I don't know what it is. Good question though. Let me ask him about the cars. We haven't talked about his cars in a while.
Right. Okay, and my other last question is a little iffy question, but if the you talked before a couple of years ago about them sending out misinformation to trap up the criminals. Okay, are they done with that?
Oh, as far as here, they're done with it. That was actually here. That was, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago when there was an operation going on and they were bringing, I don't know if I actually told you guys that, but duffel bags full of dinar from Mexico. But they did actually catch him doing that operation. I know that.
Okay, sounds great. Let's pray. This is the end of our journey, and it's been great journeying with you all. Have a great one.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
770, Erica, you're on.
Hey, Ray.
Greetings.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so today, I hate to bring this up, but today my link went to my junk, and I've got it marked not to go to junk. But you on the pay sheet, there is a link that pops up, or there's a separate way. That link comes straight to you guys, right? I've only used it the last time I did my last payment, which was April 1st, I'm sorry, was I did it with that quick link. Is that is you guys, right?
I don't know. Did it bring you to this page?
Well, it went to my junk today, but I mean, I got my link, but so the only time I've ever got one to junk was the very first one you sent out, and I told it not to ever send it to junk again. But today I was kind of freaking out, so I called the Q&A line, but then I went back to my office and pulled it up on my computer, started digging through my junk, and I found it. So anyway, I was just wondering if there was, you know, I listened to G-Man. There's a couple things that happen when I pay that G-Man doesn't cover, but that's not a big deal. I was just really kind of concerned that I wasn't getting the call. But I'm gonna go ahead and do another payment tonight just to see if I can clear all that up. But I was just wondering.
Let me tell you something real quick. But I don't want you just to be paying. Listen, if you got the email today and it went to your junk mail, it still says from Tony, that's something with your server. It's not with your payment.
Well, that was what I was going to ask. Did that email come from a different location this time than normal? Because I've gotten every file every time. Okay. All right.
The email comes from the same location every time.
Okay.
It goes to address that you put in. Your server determines where it goes in your email system. I have nothing to do with that, and I can't control that.
Yes,
that's
I,
for you to set up.
I try not to ask any questions about that because I know it's kind of a touchy subject. So you think when we make our appointment, I've got 2 adult children, but if we can schedule the appointment all at one time, we can all kind of go in. You think that you just have to deal with that when we call in to make our appointment. I would assume that would be the way to handle that.
Well, as I tell you guys earlier, that's how I'm going to do it. And I got 2 adult children, but we all 3 going to be on the line when we set that appointment. In case they need individual information from them, they're going to be able to do it. And we're going to set 3 appointments back to back. And we're going to go together, and we're going to come home rich together.
I got you. Well, my adult children are adults, but one of them acts like he's about 12 years old. But I think that's just being a, I don't know what? Anyway, we appreciate everything you guys do for us. We're just sitting on pins and needles and just listening, hanging on every word. So you guys just keep it up, and we thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, sir. Right.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, 205, we'll squeeze you in.
What's going on, fellas? It's Bama Boy.
Greetings, sir.
Don't you know his what number by now? You could have just skipped that and let's just go. Look.
Man, you love
what's
trying
that?
To come between me and Ray. All right, first question I got for Ray. Ray, how long does it really take to, say, set up a trust? Is it something that can be done fairly quick, like 24, 48 hours, or is that something that generally takes a little longer?
Can be.
Like if you have it can be 24 hours? Okay, so for a lot of us that get our money, we can go ahead and get a trust turned over fairly fast and put it into the trust, basically.
That is doable. Not necessary, but yes, it's doable.
Okay. Cool. And Tony, you want to maybe decipher your tweet from yesterday?
What did it say?
What did it say?
Yeah, what did it say?
It said, what a difference a couple of hours could make. So what was you saying, that in a couple of hours it might hit 4X? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
It could have. That's what I was being told. So it said could make. It was supposed to be yesterday. Then it was supposed to be last night. And they moved it to midnight. Then they moved it to today. Now they're all sitting there frustrated. But I knew it wasn't going to be before 5 o'clock today because it was today. Now they're frustrated. And I understand it. But, yeah, that's exactly what it meant. I was saying, hey, they were saying, hey, we're sitting here. So they were sitting there yesterday waiting for it to go.
Okay. Gotcha. Just want to make sure we was on the same page, man. That's all. They asked the other questions that I asked that I wanted to know. And basically, was Sedona waiting on them or are they waiting on Sedona? So I think we kind of come to the conclusion we don't know who waiting on who.
Because we don't know who waiting on who, because they didn't tell me. Well, we're not waiting on them, because they obviously waiting themselves, because they're watching it. So I don't know if they're waiting on the system to do something. I mean, it would make more sense. And this is just using logical sense, because nobody's telling me this. The only two issues is Sedani wants to make two major announcements after Edgen leaves, the president of Turkey. He said he's going to make two major announcements after he completes his visit. So we're waiting for that to be over with today, or they were waiting for this, which I hope is already over, this missile thing that's breaking news over in Iraq now, because they found a U.S. missile floating in the water, is what the framework is saying. And they're waiting to see if anything's going to come of that, because they're trying to stop. That's the only two things I can see them waiting on, since they control the systems and they're sitting there waiting for the announcement.
Right. Well, I hope that after this Turkey thing, I hope they go ahead and go and don't wait too long. But like you say,
me too.
It seems like the other side is just, you know, trying to do something to intervene, and we can go ahead and beat it to the punch, so.
All right.
Yeah, we do understand that we're right here, but it's kind of like, you know, the disappointment is, because it's like, you know, we've been right here before, kind of. And I know we ain't been at this point, but it still almost feels the same. It's like we just constantly get built up and get let back down. So I think that's the frustration that you hear in a lot of, or disappointment that you hear in a lot of people's voice. So. But anyway, man, I appreciate y'all. Appreciate everything y'all do. And hopefully, next couple of days, we can be up out of here.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right, guys.
Go.
Well,
this is obviously not our last call because Ray didn't let 404 on the call today. So it's obviously not. Wait, hold on for a minute. This might be
okay.
Pretty interesting. Hold on for a minute. Might be. All right. Wait, I gotta mute my phone first. Hold on. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I got to turn the music up. All right. So, the citizens of Iraq are being told what they're going to be told after estrogen leaves. That's what they're going to be told. The budget has been after the Turkey president leaves.
Oh, okay.
The announcement that Sudani's going to make. Budget has been done. The new rate is being applied. There is a new exchange rate. And it's going to be announced to them today or tomorrow. So, you know, late tonight or tomorrow. And that there's a few other things that need to be done, but it all should go into effect. What he just said is Wednesday or Thursday is what they're going to be told tonight or tomorrow. So now you know what I know. We know, even though I was using logic, it worked out because he just said this is what they're waiting for. So that part kind of worked out. And we're still this week, like the other three-letter agency said. He said possibly tomorrow. They're going to be told tomorrow. And the new rate is what he's saying. That it has been applied. And everybody should be able to see it by Wednesday or Thursday. So now you got the latest and greatest. Now, Ray, don't even have to play the music. So now I'm going to tell you guys to do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Ray. It's your show.
All righty. Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this marvelous-er Monday. Let's see what happens in the coming days. I almost said hours, but we'll see. Time will tell. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe.
yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your marvelous herb Monday. We are out of here.